So I'm super excited. This year, I know it, Frosty. I know we're going to catch us a turkey.
Didn't we catch one last year? I mean, you know, I did get hurt and all that, but still.
Yeah, you only suffered, like, what, third-degree burns?
Oh, God. Oh, fuck, there's blood. Oh, Jesus,
it's
getting all over.
Fire.
Why is it still walking around?
Side
it is
the
still
fire.
I thought this only happened with chickens. It is still running
side
around.
Fire.
No, I can't even get it right now.
You
it's
want
still
a traditional turkey. You wanted a Thanksgiving.
You're the one who wanted an authentic Thanksgiving. I can't believe you did this. You got me dressed up like a fucking pilgrim here.
Side of the fryer.
Fine. All right. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Fuck, I burned myself.
There's oil everywhere.
This oil is melting my skin off.
Yeah, but we didn't get to eat it.
Well, that's because you weren't there, Anna.
But if I would have been there, it probably would have gone better.
Okay, Anna, we understand that you were a little pissed off that you weren't with us last year for Thanksgiving. But that's not really our fault. But, you know, me and Frosty, we collab together again, and we have an amazing idea. And this year, you're going to be able to help us. Bring out the suit, Frosty.
As long as it doesn't get burnt.
All right, Anna. I need you to wear this.
What is this?
Anna, you can clearly see that it's a pilgrim-sized turkey costume. But we dressed it up and it's a female turkey. It's our representation of a female turkey. You're going to wear this costume and you're going to strut your stuff out there in the wilderness. And Frosty and I will have your back when that male turkey comes rolling around.
No.
Ignore the fact that the female turkey has boobs because, you know, we needed to make sure that you knew it was a female turkey.
Right. Yeah.
No.
Yes, Anna, this is going to work. This is going to work this year, and it's going to be amazing, and we're going to have a fucking fabulous turkey. He might be a little horny, but we'll have a fucking fabulous turkey.
Sounds like this is a good idea.
Oh, it's going to be an amazing idea. Frosty, bring out the guns.
All right. Here you go.
What are these?
They're the bullets.
These aren't bullets.
Anna's right. These are not bullets, Frosty. This is purple paint in little balls. What is this? Where's
Have
the gun?
Have you ever done paintballing?
You brought us airsoft paint guns to hunt for the turkey this year?
Yeah, why not? I mean, we're the horror club, so purple makes sense.
Okay, whatever. We'll do it. It'll still work. I'm a pretty good shot. How about you, Frosty?
Oh, I'm terrible.
Scared.
Don't be scared, Anna. It's gonna be just okay. It's gonna be fine. It's not like it's real bullets anyway. Now go behind the truck and change into that costume and strut your stuff.
Fine. Just don't let Frosty anywhere near me with those bullets.
A few moments later.
I can't believe you guys talked me into putting this on.
You look fabulous. Doesn't she look fabulous, Frosty?
I can't believe she let us talk her into this.
Yeah, right?
We're gonna catch us the biggest turkey ever. I can see it now.
If not, the turkey with the biggest boner.
Oh. Okay, Anna, it's showtime. Me and Frosty are gonna be hiding behind this bush. In camo. Look at us. We're in really cute purple camo today. So we're totes gonna blend in.
With this green bush.
Right. We're gonna be behind this green bush over here. Okay, Anna, it's your time. You need to go out there and start gobbling really sexy. Like, okay, don't hold back. Just let the gobbling, just let it happen. Go, Anna, go.
I don't even know, Anna, no.
Just go.
Okay. Gobble, 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 gobble.
No, sexier.
I don't know how to do that.
Just like, gobble, gobble,
gobble. Gobble, gobble,
gobble. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Slower, sounds sexier. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
That's better. Okay, go, Anna, go.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
I see him!
There he is. Keep going, Anna. Keep going.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
He's almost there.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Start firing.
Oh, I got hit in the eye. I told her not to let her use the gun. Stop firing! Stop firing! I think we killed him. I'm hit! Oh my eye! I think he shot me in the ass too!
I got him, guys! I totes got him.
Good job, Niza. I knew you'd get it.
Did we get him?
Yep, Anna. It's turkey day for us.
Woo! 3 days later.
It's finally happening, guys. We finally have a turkey this year. It took me like 6 hours to pluck him and bake him, but now we have a turkey.
Woo!
Hey, Frosty, move the mashed potatoes. This is a big bad motherfucker that I just cooked.
Hey, Jeff, it's dinner time.
Wait, why is the turkey purple?
Just be thankful, Jeff, there's a turkey this year.
Right, and this is a horror club Thanksgiving.
Which is why the turkey's purple.
Now eat up, everybody! Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
What are you thankful for, Anna? We'll ask you first. What are you thankful for this year?
I'm thankful for my Jeffrey and my doggy and my mom being okay. And I got a job still. And I think my family's doing well. So that's what I'm thankful for.
That's very sweet, Anna. But I noticed that neither Frosty or me are in your thankfulness.
No, none of my friends were in my thankfulness.
Jeez, rude.
Yeah, well,
I'm thankful for you guys, too.
I thought we were a family.
Right. This is a Friendsgiving.
Yeah, but it's like a family giving.
I don't see your family here, Anna.
Right, Anna.
Oh, you don't? All right.
Anyway, I'm thankful for our Pottern family, as the always.
Family.
Pottern family. The Castaway crew. And all our listeners and our members of the Horror Club. We're thankful that this is the second year that we're able to produce a Thanksgiving special and hope that there's many more to come.
Wait. But shouldn't you also be thankful that you're doing better, too?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, I'm thankful that I beat cancer.
Yeah.
There you go. And I'm thankful for my husband and my family and friends as well.
And your little doggies.
And that's my family. That's like an overall dome.
Yeah, well, I got shit for not naming you guys, even though I said my family.
How about you, Frosty? What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for you guys, the podcast, that I have a job, Pottern family, my real family.
Your fake family.
My fake family.
Your fake friends. Your real friends.
My fake friends.
Your diamond of a friend.
Oh, yes. My diamond of a friend. Thank you, diamond.
Well, this episode, we have a pretty good Thanksgiving special going on for our listeners this year. This year, this episode is going to be including the Horror Club Shuffle.
Woo!
Would You Rather Thanksgiving Style.
Woo!
And also a first time on our show, Mad Libs Thanksgiving.
I think we've done Mad Libs before, though.
Have we? I don't think we have.
I think we have. I don't remember which episode it was, but I think we've done it before.
Weird. Look, my memory's gone. Thank you, Cancer.
Thank you, Cancer.
My memory is terrible now. But that's okay. So, first off, let's go ahead and play the Horror Club Shuffle. Frosty, go ahead and tell our listeners, if they didn't listen to last year, shame on you, what the Horror Club Shuffle is.
So, the Horror Club Shuffle is basically when we take either a member of the Horror Club or one of the Horror Club's faithful family, and they put Shuffle on their music player, and then they pick a song, and they tell us why that song is on their playlist.
All right, so since Anna didn't play with us last year, She'll go first, and then it'll be Frosty and myself.
All right. So the first one on the list, you guys are going to embarrass me.
You're going to be really embarrassed? I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm not really going to be embarrassed.
What's your first song, Anna?
Hold on. Give me a second. Go.
Is that country?
Yeah. Is that a country song, Anna?
Yeah. No. Yes, it's super cute. What's the point in fighting what we're feeling? We both know we'll never win. Ain't this what we're missing? Let's just stop all this resisting and give in.
Country? Really, Anna? I think I can hear Jeff singing in the background.
Yep. Why do you think I like this song?
Oh my god.
Sings this song to me. It's like our little song.
That's funny.
It's super cute.
This is you and Jeff's song then.
Yeah. Jeffrey sings it to me whenever it plays or whenever like he wants to sing to me, he plays a song and then he sings to me.
Cute.
That would be cute if it wasn't country.
If you ever listen to the song, it's called Just Got Started Loving You. It's super cute. It's about how he can't get enough of her, and it's just super adorable.
I can't hear it over the pandering.
Me, catfight. That's a cute song, though. I can get why you and Jeff like that song. Very cute.
It's not even like he sings it the way you guys were hearing him in the background. He gets down to this song.
Oh, God.
Like, that's funny. He sings it out loud in the car. He does not care.
That's cute.
Very cute. Mm-hmm. Okay, Frosty, your turn.
All right. The song that I'll be playing is If Men Were Disney Princesses by BuzzFeed.
I wish I could be a Disney princess so I could marry a homeless Arabian man. I wish I could be a Disney princess so I could have furniture as my only friends. And I wish I could be a Disney princess so I could fight the Mongolian army single-handedly. I wish I could be a Disney princess so I could live with 7 tiny men.
I'm going to have to check out this song. Why is this song on your playlist?
Because it's hilarious and I want to be a Disney princess and I think it's great that men want to be Disney princesses too.
That's awesome. Everyone should wish to be a Disney princess. Why not? Okay, my turn. Aw, why did I have to have the depressing song?
Oh, I love this song.
It's because I'm stupid with Kim Hong Joon singing an acoustic version. That's just messed up.
Doesn't it make you sad?
It does make me very sad. Well, of course, everyone knows that I have this song on here because I was a really big Kim Hong Joon fan. He was my number one bias. This song just makes me want to cry.
Yeah, me too.
It makes me want to cry too.
So sad. I hope my two other songs are more happy.
Me too.
Okay, Anna, your turn.
Okay, you guys can't laugh.
Is it another country song?
No.
Okay.
It's not. So it's Jesse McCartney, and it's the song called Shake.
I don't think I've ever heard this one. Hey, Anna, why would you have this song on your playlist?
because Jesse McCartney makes me happy.
That's it?
That's it. That's legitimately it.
What's the song about?
It's about this girl he meets, and basically he didn't think he was going to be good enough for her, but then she, like, couldn't get enough of him.
Aww. And what was the song called again?
It's called Shake, but she wants more of his, of the deep. That's why it's...
Oh.
The, yeah.
Well.
But she can't live without it.
Okay, Frosty, your turn.
Alrighty. I have Danny Boy by Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, okay, so I figured it was the old song, Oh Danny Boy.
I listen to it to cry sometimes.
That's very depressing.
So that's why you like this song?
So yeah. She can cry. So she can cry to it.
Got a nice voice.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Top 10 songs that will make you cry.
Okay, my turn. That's right. It's 2 p.m. Put your hands up. This year, my phone is actually really liking the K-pop. Now put your hands up, put your hands up. 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 So at 2 p.m., put your hands up because it's a bumpin' song. And of course, I'm a 2 p.m. fan.
I know, I just wanted to start singing the minute it came on. Everybody put your hands up and get your drinks up now.
Put your hands up, put your hands up.
Put your hands up.
All right. Last round, Anna, your turn.
Okay, hold on.
Now I'm of consenting age to be forgetting you in a cavern.
So Anna, tell us the song. It's Panic at the Disco.
Of course. And it's called But It's Better If You Do.
Why would you have this song on your playlist?
Because it's Panic at the Disco? Yeah.
Because it's what Panic at the Disco? You know what's funny is, like, I don't like a lot of Panic at the Disco songs.
Blasphemer!
I just don't. I don't like his...
I'm from Vegas. So I love Panic at the Disco.
Yeah. I mean, like, I can understand why people like Panic at the Disco, but I just never got into them. Meh.
I play them on Pandora. Like, if I just, like, want to have, like, a mellow day, I just play my Panic at the Disco station, and it plays all these great songs. And it's like you never run out of songs because they have so many different songs.
We're not endorsed by Pandora whatsoever.
We're not. We just really like. Well, I just listen.
But you
to
know, Pandora, show. If you wanted to endorse us, we cool with it.
Yeah, we won't say no.
You don't have to lock us up and convince us. We're already convinced. How about you, Frosty? What's your last song?
My last song is Always by Blink-182.
Why? Because it's Blink-182. Just kidding.
Well, no, because it kind of sounds
80s. Don't tell me yet.
Wait, you were cutting Frosty off. Wait, were you saying Frosty?
I was saying because it sounds 80 with a synthesizer.
Synthesizer. Yeah. So it's 80s with a synthesizer. That's why you like it. Not just because it's Blink 182, but because it sounds 80s.
Yeah. Who doesn't love the 80s?
I love the 80s. I don't know if Anna likes the 80s. She wasn't really born in the 80s.
I like Blink 182. So this is the kind of music that you're saying that was played in the 80s. Then yeah, I like this kind of music.
Well, that song sounds like an 80s one. Because of the synthesizer. I mean, Blink-182 is still good no matter what, but just the fact that they used synth, like Tom had even said he wanted it to sound like an 80s song with a synth.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to have to listen to the rest of that song because I feel like it sounds, at least the beginning, sounds like most of their songs.
Oh my God, it's the greatest song ever written.
Okay, so for my final song, here we go. So that would be Cherry Bomb by NCT 127.
Love this song.
I love that song. Yeah, it's one of the more recent songs on my playlist. I'm kind of surprised that it played on shuffle. But yeah, I love that song. I love their dancing in that video. And it just, I don't know, like whenever me and Frosty are in the car and it comes on, we're always dancing to the part.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
I love it. I love it a lot. Anna, have you ever heard that song?
I don't think so.
I will have to forward Anna the video and she'll like it
too. Yeah, Anna needs to see that song.
So that was our round of Horror Club Shuffle, guys. Hope you enjoyed that. Now we're moving on to our next round, which is let's do the Mad Libs one.
Okay.
So I decided that to keep the Mad Libs more secret, it would be better just for me to read them out.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and start with Frosty's first. Now, we planned ahead of time and I messaged the girls, you know, the list of adjectives, nouns, or verbs that they needed to pick out. And they sent me back their list and I'm reading a Mad Lib of a, like, a letter. So let's go ahead and do Frosty's first. It's going to be interesting.
I bet.
So this one is titled, A New Thanksgiving Tradition. Every Thanksgiving is the same at our house. This year, we are starting a diseased tradition. Instead of turkey, we are having infested ball sack.
Ew.
Instead of sweet potatoes, we are having grown teeth. And for dessert...
Grown teeth.
And for dessert, we're making a horror asshole pie. Oh man, that sounds delicious. Horror asshole pie. Oh. After Thanksgiving dinner, we usually watch an Asian man on TV. This year, we are going to run lifelessly around bananas.
Oh, God.
Until we can't die anymore, we need to try out our new Thanksgiving tradition.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was funny. That was good. Good job, Frosty, using those good words like horror, asshole, and lifelessly. Also, the infested ball sack, that's priceless. I'm also
I wonder what it's infested with.
Instead of turkey next year, I think we all should have infested ball sack.
Yeah, why not?
I'll skip that one.
Yeah, Anna will just go straight to the horror asshole pie.
Well, I'm just going to go right to running around the banana.
Until we can't die anymore. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. Okay, here we go. This one's for Anna. This is just Thanksgiving from a kid's point of view. Today we are celebrating Thanksgiving dinner at Mom's house. When we arrived, my cousin greeted us with a big, different kiss. Yeah. Kisses are so long.
It's so long. That's like a child getting molested when they were younger and they didn't know about it.
They're
you pick the word, Anna. You pick
the
word.
Realizing they were molested.
Yeah. Oh, now we're just waiting for the panda to come out of the oven. My dad is watching soccer on TV. He always shouts happy when his team scores.
My team won. Happy. My team lost. Dad. Is your dad Donald Trump?
Okay, so he always shouts happy when his team scores a Spider-Man. Oh my god. Oh, okay, hold on. Okay. When his team scores a Spider-Man, yes. Only 15 more minutes until the dog will be ready to eat.
Oh god. There's
a
panda and a dog.
A panda and a dog. Damn, your family's hungry as fuck. I wonder if my mom will let me try the hot Cheetos first. My grandma makes the best spicy pie. It smells like...
Because we're Mexican.
Oh, I'm crying. It smells like cat. Much better than my aunt. She smells like women. Happy Christmas.
Grandma's spicy pie smells like cat. I don't know about her spicy pie.
It doesn't smell like this.
And I think Anna forgot. Anna, you forgot because you're cute. You said happy Christmas at the end. And what's wrong with your aunt smelling like women?
What does that even mean?
My aunt usually smells like pork rind. But now she smells like women.
But what does that even mean? Like, that fish?
Ew.
Is that, what is that?
She smells like women.
Women.
Women. Oh my god. Oh, too funny. Yours actually sounded like in the beginning. Like, yours really, you sounded pretty normal until we got to the panda stuff. Pandas and dogs and people smelling like, and pies smelling like cats.
And ants smelling like women.
Like women.
Like women. Oh. So our last segment is our Would You Rather Thanksgiving edition.
Woo!
Now, most of these questions I got from BuzzFeed, but they are a lot different than last year, so. Our first question, and since Anna went first for the Horror Club Shuffle, I'll have Frosty go first in answering the questions, then Anna, and then myself.
All right.
All right. So, first question is, would you rather fight one pilgrim-sized turkey or fight 100 turkey-sized pilgrims. So 100 mini pilgrims or one big turkey the size of a person.
Let's go one turkey the size of a person.
Hit him with a baster.
I would probably have to go with 100 turkey-sized pilgrims. The large turkey kind of scares me.
You're just going to kick pilgrims around.
Yeah. I mean, they're little.
No, I'll deal with the large turkey because it's just one turkey, you know, and then you're dealing with 100. I mean, turkeys get big, you know?
They do. I'd like to wrestle one big turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in my loophole, they're not that big. They're probably like 12 pounds each.
Well, now that I'm thinking about Anna's choice, I just imagine her like kicking 100 little pilgrims.
This is for my people!
Except I'm Mexican, not Indian.
You're brown.
Or Native American.
You're brown enough. That's funny. That's so fucked up. You're brown enough, Anna. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's just fine. Just kick them pilgrims.
To the white man, you're all the same. Take them out.
Okay. Next question. Would you rather sit at the adults' table with your old, distant cousins or sit at the kids' table with your annoying 12-year-old cousins?
With my distant cousins, because I haven't seen them in forever because they live in New York.
Oh.
I'd go with the distant cousins, too. I don't like little, annoying little kids.
Yeah, I guess as adults, we're all going to choose the old, distant cousins. What if they're, like, decrepitly old, though? Like, they don't even make conversation with you, that they're just, like...
Then there's like something wrong with you that you won't talk to old people, because I talk to my grandpa and my step-grandma all the time, and they are amazing people.
I mean, they're, like, unresponsive.
Who says they're unresponsive, though?
So I'm thinking, like, what if they're really, really old and they're almost unresponsive?
My grandparents are in their 90s, and they're still sharp as tack.
Oh, that's nice for you, because both my grandparents, actually on both my sides of the family, died.
Well, my grandpa is in his 90s, and he's still kicking, and then my step-grandma's still alive.
Oh, nice. Would you rather be a potato, because why the hell not, or be a green bean, because why the hell not?
I'd be a green bean, because less people like green beans than people like potatoes, and I don't want to be eaten.
So you want to be a green bean because people don't eat green beans?
Because most people would rather eat a potato than a green bean, so I'm going to be a green bean so I don't get eaten.
Frosty stole the words right out of my mouth.
I actually love green beans, so I'd probably eat you, Frosty.
Well, as long as it's just you that's eating me, that's a sacrifice
I shall share you with Dan.
No, she'll give you to Dan. She'll eat me because I'm her best friend.
Ouch. You went from like kinky to like revenge. You're the fucking dog. you're the fucking trash here.
She's not the trash. She's
like, damn. You just fucked me up, Kaylee. It's alright.
You're just a green bean. It doesn't matter.
Well, I would be a potato because I stand by our last episode.
Is Anisa a slutty potato?
Yeah, I'll be a slutty potato. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys want to know what the most fucked up thing my work did today?
Yeah, what is it?
This reminds me of it. Because they decided to do a healthy Thanksgiving potluck. What the fuck does a healthy Thanksgiving potluck? Like, you have one job.
Vegans.
One freaking job. Right, but you know what? Like, even that is not even freaking healthy. They can still use sugar, they can still use, like, whatever, but, I mean, like, that means no mashed potatoes and gravy and potato rolls or any kind of rolls. You had one job, and you fucked it up.
And now you fucked up Thanksgiving. What the fuck?
Yeah, we had a bunch of fucking turkey and cauliflower mashed potatoes.
Oh, like, God.
No.
Hey, I like cauliflower.
I do too, but no. I
you like cauliflower when you're expecting it to be mashed potatoes? No, you don't! No,
I like my mashed potatoes. Like, that's like my favorite thing about Thanksgiving is mashed potatoes and gravy. Like, I can grab a little bit of turkey, but, I mean, the rest is the mashed potatoes and gravy. That's all I want.
And the fucking biscuit.
Well, damn. Your work failed horribly. Okay, next question. Would you rather get into a political debate with your drunk uncle or have your nosy aunt ask you questions about your non-existent love life for the entirety of dinner?
So, political debates are always, I fucking hate Trump. And whenever my grandma always asks me about my love life, it's always, what do you call it, a lie.
You lie to your Nana?
Well, she's my step-Nana, so it's fine. But
I hope she doesn't listen to the show.
She doesn't, no, because she's too innocent and pure. But, you know, like, she's always asking me about my boyfriend or something, and sometimes I'm honest with her that I don't have one right now, and then other times, if I've mentioned a guy that I thought would have gone somewhere and then he doesn't, I kind of lie and say, oh yeah, he's doing okay.
So which one would you rather do?
I guess I'll do aunt asking about the love life thing, because I'm already doing that, you know. So it just seems easier than having to tell a relative why I hate Trump and then hear all their stupid excuses about why he's so awesome when he clearly is not.
How about you, Anna? Which option would you choose?
I'm going to go with the drunk uncle.
You would rather get into political debate with your drunk uncle?
Yeah. Reason being is because I have a coworker that's very stupid about things and always says stupid ass things. And I feel like it'd probably be something similar to that. I'd rather just deal with that than have to deal with my aunt. My aunt's well, I love my aunt. Don't get me wrong. I love her, but she's annoying sometimes, so.
I think I would rather make an elaborate story of my non-existent love life.
He's a prince that lives in another country, and we can't be together because his Chinese fiance is still in love with him.
Right? Yeah, I'd rather do that than talk politically with someone who is drunk, and that's just, you're not getting anywhere with that conversation.
Yeah, but that's like talking to a dumb person about politics, or a dumb person talking to you about politics.
Right. Have you ever talked to a dumb person about politics? It gets boring after a while.
Right, it does get really boring.
I think lying about your love life would be a lot easier.
And a lot more entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, would you rather eat leftover turkey stuffing or eat leftover mashed potatoes?
Turkey stuffing.
Mashed potatoes.
Wow, Frosty, you actually picked stuffing?
I like stuffing.
Wow, that's kind of a shocker for me. I thought you'd go with the mashed potatoes.
No, it's breadcrumbs.
And, of course, Anna is all about the mashed potatoes, so I already knew that answer. I'd have to say mashed potatoes.
I just thought of you going, who are you, to Kaylee?
Who are you?
But, you know, they make cornbread stuffing now, so that's, like, delicious.
Yeah, that's true. But I'd still have mashed potatoes. I like my bacon bits in my mashed potatoes. Loaded mashed potatoes with cheese, bacon, cheese.
I just like potatoes.
Cheese, bacon, cheese.
Cheese, more cheese. My lactose goes,
My butt goes.
Okay. Would you rather eat pumpkin pie for dessert or eat apple pie for dessert? That's a hard one.
I'm going to go with apple pie because I don't like pumpkin pie. But here's the thing. When I eat apple pie, I just eat the top and bottom crust and the ice cream that goes with it. And then I just don't eat the apples.
You don't have anything to do with the apples.
Yeah.
I like that answer.
I know, yeah. Right? I knew she was going to. I was like, wait a second, she would eat apple pie? And I'm like, oh, she wouldn't eat the apples in it.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat the apples in it, though, but I'd eat the ice cream that comes with it, and then the bottom and top crust, because, you know, the crust, the filling inside does taste good, but I just don't like the apple chunks.
I don't like apple pie. I detest it.
Really?
I don't know. I've never liked it. You know those little apple pies that you can buy at McDonald's? I don't like those. Those are disgusting. I love pumpkin pie, though, so I'm going to go with pumpkin pie.
I don't have pumpkin pie with ice cream, but I do have apple pie with ice cream, so I'm going to go with apple pie because of the ice cream.
That reminds me, what pie should I bring to dinner? Should I bring a pecan pie?
You know I always like pecan. Pecan pie is my favorite.
That's my favorite, too. Okay, I'm bringing a pecan pie.
Yeah. Whew.
Guys, I went to I work at this store sometimes on Fridays. It's called La Tapatia.
I know that.
Of course Anna knows that store. It's a Mexican grocery store. And fuck the bakery. Oh my fucking God.
I'm gonna have to check out this bakery.
We should go. There's like cake everywhere and rolls with that weird frosting on it and donut and giant cookies with chocolate chips and oh God, I was like so happy that I didn't cash my check yet because I would have just been like, I'm shoving you all in my cart and going because like every time the smell hits me when I walk into that store to go work and I'm just like, oh,
they have
delicious.
These like fresh rolls. They're not rolls. Yeah. They're like a piece of bread, like, but it's fresh bread and they're stuffed with cream cheese. Delicious. Fresh Mexican bread is the best thing ever.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. It definitely
is. Frosty's having like a mouth orgasm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I
want to go. And the Mexican candy and the fruit cups and the everything is delicious.
All right. Would you rather cook the food at Thanksgiving or clean up after the meal?
Cook the food.
Cook.
Cook the food too?
Yeah. I hate cleaning up. It's the worst.
I always say the same. I like cooking the food. I don't like the cleanup. It is the worst. Especially like when you clean up the carcass of the turkey.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know what's funny, right? It's like whenever I come over to your house and you have like a party or something, you're drunk talking to somebody and then me and Dan are secretly cleaning up in the background. Like it's always me and Dan doing it. Like I'm always like trying to help Dan.
That's the story of my life though. I make all the food and I get absurdly drunk.
Yeah.
And then I don't have to fucking worry about cleaning.
Yeah, because it's like you were talking to like Anna and Casey and then like your relatives and stuff. And then meanwhile, I'm in the back helping Dan clean up.
That's funny.
Thank you. Thank you for helping Dan clean up.
Yeah. I just see Dan helping you after you get so drunk that you can't finish the cooking.
Yeah, that too. That happens too.
I see Dan helping you change into your pajamas. While you're like laying on your back like a weird two-year-old picking your legs up like and then him going, stop it, Nisa, stop it. Nisa, put your leg through here, Nisa.
Damn it, Nisa.
That's happened too.
And then you go in, I wanna cuddle.
Cuddle me now.
Yeah, but you know what? I like drunk Dan.
Oh, drunk Dan is hilarious.
Yeah. Just imagine, like, drunk Dan trying to put on drunk Nisa's pajama pants on.
Drunk Dan gets all touchy. Nisa knows that when Dan gets drunk, she gonna get some.
True story, y'all.
I have a sex tonight. Woo!
Okay, last question, and this is probably tough for all of us. Would you rather celebrate Thanksgiving or celebrate Christmas?
Christmas.
I would say Christmas too. Christmas.
I love Thanksgiving.
Oh, Anna.
I do.
Why would you say Thanksgiving over Christmas, Anna?
Because I like the mashed potatoes and gravy.
You can still have mashed potatoes and gravy at Christmas dinner.
Right. What kind of family do you have? The savages, they don't give you mashed potatoes on Christmas?
Oh, Anna, no. I'm going to make you mashed potatoes and gravy for Christmas.
Does your family not do Christmas dinner, Christmas breakfast, Christmas lunch?
No.
Oh.
Last year,
you poor, deprived little Mexican child. I feel so sad for you.
We went to Jeffrey's family's for Christmas, and we had Chinese food.
For just 10 cents a day, you can buy this poor little Mexican girl some mashed potatoes.
Feed the hungry.
Anna, for Christmas, I'm making you mashed potatoes and gravy.
Right, you gotta wrap it up. We're gonna wrap it up in a nice little fucking Christmas box.
It's gonna be huge. It's gonna be a huge ass fucking bowl, and
with a red bow on top.
Yeah, and only you can eat it, but you can give Jeff a little bit.
Yeah, if you want to.
So, well, the way we celebrate Christmas is we would stay up until like after midnight on the 24th, and then we'd open presents. But we would have kind of like the Mexican hot chocolate, which is like thicker. It's called champurrado, and then you'd have tamales or pozole or both, and just a bunch of Mexican food. And that's, I mean, that's what we did.
Yeah, you're still getting mashed potatoes.
Do you want bacon? Tell me
when you eat.
I don't even know you anymore, Anna.
I know what Anna wants. She wants gravy, and then it smothered in butter. And
smothered?
Stuff. I just like mashed potatoes and gravy and rolls. I like dipping my rolls in my mashed potatoes and gravy.
Okay. I'm going to make you some rolls, too.
Last year, I made really good, like, cheddar potato rolls out of scratch.
It's happening, Anna. I'm going to make you some rolls with some mashed potatoes and gravy.
I'm going to set up a Patreon just to feed Anna.
Just 10 cents a day. If you can give this little Mexican girl named Anna. This is Anna. Anna doesn't get mashed potatoes on Christmas.
That's $3 a month, guys. $3 a month.
Are they in your country when they do that? I don't know.
This is fucked up.
So fucked up. Oh my gosh.
You can just use that little baby picture that I sent you.
Oh god, yes. No, wait, no, you gotta do the one where she's four. She looks more like a hungry child when she's four.
Right.
When I'm
in the arms of an angel.
You should use my brother. The one where he's pointing at the camera. That will be a good one.
Oh my god. At this time, we'd like to thank you for listening to our Thanksgiving special. Like, comment, and share, because we just love. And if you really hated your time with us today, well then, go eat some mashed potatoes.
And gravy.
And gravy, yeah, there you go, Anna.
And happy cheddar bay biscuits.
Damn, you're just like, you guys are just hungry. Did you eat dinner tonight?
Yeah.
Woo, happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Gobble, gobble, motherfuckers.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbit. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, dog. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, dog. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbit. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey.